At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss podcast powered by Riverland Roofing and featuring Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of Rebel Grove. Hello again, everybody. Ben Garrett here, live from Riverland Roofing, just off the Oxford Square. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. This man beside me is all-time Ole Miss basketball great, Murphy Holloway. And Murphy, you are now the color analyst for Ole Miss men's basketball. DK, David Kellum, who's been doing it since the 80s, but also football and baseball, is taking a step back this year. Gary Darby, our friend, is stepping in for men's basketball and replacing Mark Dukes is my man, Murphy Holloway. Murph, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Doing good, man. Glad to be here. Excited about the new opportunity, of course. But, you know, always good to sit here with you, man, and just talk hoops, talk life, talk about everything.
What kind of – how did it come together, man? I mean, is that something you've been working on, or did they approach you? Like, what kind of went into the decision for you to get to this place where every game there you will be calling the Rebels like – DK and then we're calling your games back in 2013 and so.
Man, I actually reached out to DK and I said something to him about, you know, hey man, radio. And this was honestly when I was coaching here. And he said, man, I think you'd be great, whatever. If the opportunity comes, he'll reach out to me.
Well, as far as like preparing for it and stuff like that, you've been doing stuff with me for a long time on the pod, but this is a little different, man, calling the game as you see it. Like, you got – did you used to do any training or stuff like – you know, in front of the TV or anything like that? Like, what's the preparation been like for it?
The only preparation I've really had is just watching games, real live games so far.
Yeah.
After I've gotten the gig and just talking about what I see as in, like, you know, breaking down the basketball piece, you know. Like you said, Darby will do the play-by-play. I just break down the basketball piece and kind of simplify basketball in terms of your average Joe watching the game. Well, they can understand it also.
For you, man, it's so trippy to see you at this place in life, because like, I quite literally covered your recruitment, covered your career. You went overseas. Well, you had the pit stop at NFL training camp with the Ravens. Then you go overseas and make a hell of a career out of it, like a legendary career overseas. Come back, man, you started a business and now you're doing this. It's got to be a special time for you. You got your son playing at Clemson, wide receiver, and Antonio. What's it like in this season of life for you, man? I mean, you feel like old head yet? Because buddy, it's starting to line up like you are one, man.
You know what? I'm definitely an old head. But you know what? This phase of life is kind of it's kind of where I think I've worked hard enough, where I want to be. You know, I want to own a business. I've always wanted to do something with TV and radio since I seen Andy Kennedy doing it. You know, Coach Kennedy can basically make anything look cool, no matter what it is, man. So you know, my boy being at Clemson, that's big time. You know, he's doing well. I think Clemson have a good year. But I'm excited about, you know, just, you know, honestly, the man I've become. You know, you said when you followed me, my recruitment and everything, I think back to, you know, that young fella who I was, and coming to Ole Miss and growing up and, you know, meeting some great people here who, you know, since I've came back from overseas, man, people who've been supportive, I've leaned on and, you know, asked for opportunities like the radio. And it's because of what I've done in the past, my body of work, that that I'm able to do these things.
Well, you know, AK just got extended at UAB. I mean, he was such an influence on you. And you mentioned when he had that stretch after Ole Miss where he was doing stuff for the SEC Network and ESPN. And, man, he was so good at it. No, you know what I mean? Like, and but he got that itch to go back into coaching. For you, we'll wait for the coaching piece if you get that itch again. But like, you know, did you reach out to AK, talk to him about like, you know, tips or anything? Did you plan to? I mean, what's that?
You know, I talked to AK and Kermit at one point in time. It was about maybe 5-6 years ago. Kermit Davis hit me up and he said, Murph, he had a meeting at SEC Network. I'm at a meeting with the SEC people. And Greg Sankey told him something like, hey, looking for more minority for the SEC Network. And so they reached out to me. I reached out to AK on Pointers about that. You know, he gave me some. I went and did my interview with Alyssa Lang.
Mm.
A guy named Pete Waters, who runs that, you know, he hit me up and said, you know, Murph, you got the gig. But I ended up going back overseas to play a few more years, financial reasons, you know, when you got to compare what's going on at that time.
But you got to make it when you can, man.
You got to.
I'm just saying.
So, just AK, big influence, but also shout out to Kermit for that, man. Just come calling me and say, hey, I think you'd be great at this. And so, and AK, you know, AK is a man that the game is to be sold, not told. But he tells me, he gives me free game, man. So shout out to AK.
Yeah, it's funny, man. Like going overseas, people who don't quite remember Murph's journey, first of all, it doesn't seem that long ago to me. It really doesn't. Like it still seems like yesterday that like I get a phone call from Murph very upset because you're going back to South Carolina for like family situation stuff. You know what I mean? Yep. Then for you to come back and stuff like that, to get this opportunity to place that you have so much history and that you're so well known, it's got to mean a lot to you first and foremost.
Yeah, I'm not going to act like it doesn't. It means a lot to me, man. And now, once again, everybody from you to all the alumni who still make me feel like I am a player. And I appreciate all y'all.
Man, definitely. You could still get out there and get them pretty good, I think.
Man, I'm going to need bags and bags of ice, man.
Yeah.
I still try to go to the training room and steal me a little treatment from time to time.
But, what I'm saying is, like, I was talking to Patton Pinkins the other day, and that's what's so wild. Is Al's son is now an Ole Miss Rebel.
Unreal.
And, like, you remember when Al's son was, like, a little bitty boy that was running around the practice facility, and I was like, we were talking about how growing up Al was his coach and trainer, you know what I mean? I was like, well, Murph told me one time that like in practice, like going against bigs in the SEC was nothing because Al went so hard all the time. You know what I mean?
All the time. Al, full sweat.
I'm saying.
Every single practice. And shout out to his son, Patton. Patton's going to be the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Patton, he's good.
He gets to his spots, man. Like if he gets to a certain spot, it's like, it's automatic. You know what I mean? But look what his dad is.
Well, it's so trippy how life works like that. When Al comes back, when Chris Beard is hired, you come on staff for a little while. Yep. But like, it's just the progression of things. It's so cool to see and that kind of stuff like that. Yep. For you, man, like when you went back overseas, that first opportunity you could have been in TV, man, like people don't know, like what's that experience like, right? I mean, because it's a totally different culture and all these kind of things. What's best, like in all the places you played, did anything really stand out to you that you didn't quite know about the passion for basketball across the world or anything like that? Like who was the craziest fan base, man? Like who if you went to, I don't know, Turkey today, you know what I mean? Like, would they know more?
I think the craziest fan base maybe in Europe might be like in Serbia, Red Star Partizan teams, but that I've played in personally, I played for a team in Italy called Trieste. Packed out every single night, very passionate about the game. One thing about going overseas as a 22-year-old, the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest thing, man, you know. But if you can just, you know, to all my aspiring players that, you know, are going to keep playing this game, just stay down. You know, kind of buy into the culture. Don't go against the culture because, you know, we're American. We're like, you know, our way is the best way. Kind of buy into their culture. If you can, you know, just live more comfortable. You'll learn a lot more, you know, just trying to be more open. And so that's what I did. I think I've learned more from traveling than ever reading a book, just being real.
Like, can you talk Italian and stuff?
No.
Nothing.
But you know what? I can... When I'm in that country,
yeah,
I can speak it. But when I go from Italy to Spain, you go to Russia, you go to Germany, you go to France.
Who, you got like a translator walking around with you?
Some places. When you South Korea had a translator. In Italy, one of my coaches spoke English, but after practice,
wow,
on your own.
They got that's got to feel a little lonely though, like when you walk in the streets. Is,
but man, you learn how to survive on so many levels. When I talked to players that played overseas, and they said, "I played 7 years overseas, 5 years, 12 years, 10," they can make it through anything. I'm telling you, they can make it because you go through things of, you know, in America, you get paid on the 15th. You get paid on the 15th. Over there, say you might get paid on the 15th. It might be 3 months late, and you're still sticking it out every single day. You know what I'm saying? Just to, so that lets me know if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Especially if you've played double digit years, you can make it anywhere.
Well, because Jamin just signed a deal overseas. Yeah. I know that Davin Barnes just signed one overseas. So, yeah. Like, your advice to them would be?
I talked to Brakefield. Brakefield's going to a great country, Japan. Great with pay, great on time, structured. They handle their business. Yeah, he doesn't have anything to worry about. And Brakefield's an open-minded guy. We know that. Everybody in Oxford loves Brake, and he'll be fine. Some of them other countries, just stay patient, keep working, get your film, because you're working for your next contract. Every contract, you're working for the next one. You know, you got FaceTime to lean on. Lean on that FaceTime, lean on your family. Ask for those care packages. They're very important, man. Mine were, I love seasonings, hot sauce, ramen noodles,
yeah,
stuff like that, man. And enjoy the ride. You know, enjoy the ups, enjoy the downs, because they're gonna come, but it's just gonna, you're gonna be a better person. They're building you, you know, you're getting built into a real man, you know, by stepping out in the real world.
Man, what's the biggest difference in the basketball that you learned? Is there anything significantly different?
Shout out to the USA, but Europeans are more skilled.
Mm.
They play the game slower. You know, I feel like here we're more athletic, but they play the game slower. They understand it. And then honestly, the coaches take a lot of time with film and, you know, individual workouts. You know, it's not just shooting. It is actually, you see how Luka Doncic plays, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
always in control, methodical.
Kevin Durant plays like he's a European player just because how skilled he is, how you can't speed him up, you know. So that's something I did love about their, you know, their style of play. You can't speed them up, and they're very skilled.
What's your favorite game memory from over there? Is there one in particular that was just wild, how it kind of played out?
Trying to think, man. I've had a couple. Hate to say it, but I was on the losing end of them, so I ain't going to speak on them. But just we played a guy named Glenn Rice Jr. on the team.
Remember? Yeah, I remember, yeah. Glenn Rice Jr. Yeah, I mean,
Glenn Rice, that's my buddy, man. But we were beating them. At the end of the game, a guy named Two Holloway goes to do a layup. For some reason, I just jump up there like I want to block the shot. And the game's over, really. We've almost won. We're up 5. And I try to just block it, and I fouled him.
It's a no-no.
No-no.
Yeah.
It's no, game's over, really. They end up winning in overtime. And it was probably like 10 seconds left of the game at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be a crazy finish. Shout out to Two Holloway. Shout out to Glenn Rice Jr., man.
That's why. Is Glenn, like, who else, like, might people know that you played over there? I mean, because there's a lot of dudes.
A lot of people, man.
Yeah. It's
like Amari Stoudemire played over there. Jerusalem, Torrance Kinsey, one of my buddies. I mean, you can go on. Reggie Buckner, you know, I played against Reggie when we were in Israel. Zach Graham played against him.
And Zach's coaching now, I think, isn't it? Yeah,
I think I've seen something online about it, but Zach has played for a long time.
He looks grown now, man. He don't look like the young face Zach no more, man.
Like, he does not look like young Zach at all.
And Marshall played in Iraq, which is by far the...
Marshall's tripping.
I don't know how the hell he did that.
But, you know, we know Marshall be tripping, so we're going to let that slide. Marshall went to Iraq, man. Shout out to Marshall tonight.
Love that dude. And Marshall's doing great things, man. Yes, he's coaching. Like, he's just one of the greatest of all time. One of the greatest of all time, too, is Murphy Holloway, obviously. Yes. And with this opportunity coming up, you're going to be calling the team that just got off the Sweet 16, man. I mean, they replace a lot. But what do you like about this team? What do you see when you go look at them?
Man, when I go to practice, man, I see a lot of athleticism, a lot of length. You know, games that we lost last year to like Texas A&M at the end on losing to Mississippi State. I feel like we got, you know, physically just outmanned. And I feel like this team, you won't be physically outmanned. You won't get out-rebounded. Everybody loses the battle sometime, but it's not going to be a consistent thing to get out-rebounded. You know, Coach Beard is Coach Beard day in, day out.
Yeah, he's the most one of the most consistent dudes I've ever been around. Like, he's the same every time you're around him.
He tells me, discipline. I asked him one day, I said, Coach, what do you think your biggest strength, man? He said, my discipline. And I said, I agree, but I also think you can't be sized up. Like, when someone thinks like they know what you're going to throw at them and what you're going to do, he's totally somewhere else. You're not going to be able to size him up. Even going to practice, oh, today might be a light day. Yesterday was hard. No, it's two hard days in a row, bro. Coach would tell one of your secrets. You know, he says, you never have to lose. You know, he's like, you win 50 games in a row. People say, oh, you know, you're due for a loss. He's like, no, you're not. You never have to lose.
You don't have
you can,
to.
You don't. You can win forever, every day. That's him. He thinks that he never has to lose. And he always says this. I've never lost a game. I just run out of time.
And I love that about him too,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, the culture he's built is really cool to see. And for them to do last year, I mean, y'all got close. Y'all got within a bucket against LaSalle. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's still the one that I always go back to. And it was awesome to see Ole Miss make that Sweet 16 run. But like, you know what it takes to do it here.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And for him to bring this consistency or this this new level of thinking, this new culture, you were here and when y'all had to build it from scratch, when y'all had to turn it into what it became, right? It's just, as an alumni, as one of the greatest to ever play here, it's got to be cool to see Ole Miss basketball in a year-to-year conversation now.
Yep.
That, let's be honest with it, Ole Miss fought for its place for its entire history. Hell, when you were here, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. Coach Kennedy said he would always drive by new construction. Whenever he had players here with him, he would drive by new construction and say, hey, that's where they're building the new mall at. He knows people love the mall. He said he'll run by anywhere that's construction, be like, yeah, they're building a mall over there. That'll be here by the time you get here. So
bunch of bull too, man.
That lets you know it was kind of hard to recruit here, but he did a great job. He helped turn it back in, because the Ole Miss was a decent job. You know, they had made runs before with Justin Reed, that program.
God rest his soul, man.
Yeah, right. And so he got it back going. You know what I mean? And Chris Beard left Texas Tech. Look what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's left. It's a good job. You know, AK left. It's a good job. So Ole Miss will be consistently, I think, now a great job. Keith Carter has done a great job with the university. Like, people have bought into Oxford, Ole Miss. I mean, I meet people all the time, Ben, from D.C. Yeah, I just bought a condo here. I bought two condos here.
See, now AK wouldn't be able to pick out the new construction to sell people. It's everywhere. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He'll make up something. I'm telling you, man. Coach, you can't bullshit a bullshitter.
Man, and AK, man, the ultimate salesman, man. Yes. Like, the ultimate. I'll never forget when they were recruiting Malik Newman, man. And like, he showed him, like, this is where they're going to put your statue, man, right here.
I'm telling you, man. Malik Newman, you should have came here, man.
We're not going to get into that. I will get into this, though. And he should have. You had that little spell, like, you left to go to South Carolina, you came back.
Yep.
We're so, like, for us, this is something we've been talking about for so long.
Yep.
For a lot of new Ole Miss fans that are watching this thing, they don't know that story. Yep. But, like, Murf, back when the transfer culture wasn't a thing, it was a big deal to transfer, and it took a lot of process.
Yeah.
Speak about that, man. Like, just leaving and coming back, and why this, we're coming back, and now here you are. You know, why it was so important to get back here, even though you had to go home for a stretch.
I mean, you had to go home, man. You got to do what you got to do. I fathered a daughter, you know, very early in life, and, had to take care of what I had to take care of. But being able to be welcomed back with open arms, you know what I'm saying? I started the transfer portal. You know, it took a few more years to be real. But to leave a place and come back was unheard of.
Unheard of.
It was unheard of. But I knew
now everybody does anything.
But I knew where I wanted to be. I knew this is the best place for me. And yeah, that's it. I mean, I know I had great coaches, man. Bill Armstrong was now at McNeese. You know what I'm saying?
Love Bill.
You know, and when I came back, Al Pinkins was here. I was recruited by Torrey Ward, God rest his soul, man. Because Ward saved my life, you know, just being real. Like, far as recruiting me and waiting till I qualified, nah, that's my guy. Like I said, God rest his soul, but just to be welcome back the way we were, the way I was welcomed back, was amazing.
I can't wait for the first call, like on a buzzer beater for you when Gary's like doing the thing. Dribbles down to the pass out court. He takes how many shots he scores. And Mercer's go. I mean, what's the reaction? Are you just going to let it come organically?
I'm not letting it slide. I'm a real fan.
Yeah, guys.
So I can't even tell you.
But it won't be loud.
It won't be a bad word.
But it'll be loud, right? It's going to be loud.
Yeah, it's going to be loud.
And celebrate.
It might be out of place. I don't know if Darby's supposed to scream. What am I supposed to scream? But, you know.
That's how you get that viral moment. You know what I mean? That's how you'll get that viral moment, just like that Joe Rogan thing. Yeah. You know what I'm like doing that right there or something like that. Man, I'm excited for you. And when I heard that it was coming to you, man, I was like, it makes natural sense. It makes perfect sense. You know what I mean? Like for Murph to be doing color commentary for Ole Miss basketball games. I want to ask you one more thing about this basketball team, man. Like, do you see another team that can go out there and really contend again? Because, man, like everybody with Manny talked to over there all throughout that 8 weeks of the summer program, they're like, yeah, dude, we're like only the few returners, but they were all like more athletic, you know, and you kind of talked about that rim protection that they didn't have last year, that kind of stuff. What do you like the most about that team, and what makes you bullish about them?
I'm going to be honest that I got to go back to the athleticism, but what I like the most is you got Coach Beard and that coaching staff. You know what I mean? Like,
they're different,
think
man.
Think about the first year of Coach Beard. I mean, we couldn't put it all the way together, but the team that they put together in that short period of time with Al Flanagan, you know, Brandon Murray, you had Jamarion Sharp, he's NBA G League, you know, Musa Cisse. You seen what he did to us last year. I mean, the things that they do, the hard work they put in, they instill that in the players. So, you know.
And they're great evaluators.
Oh, yeah.
Like insane evaluators, man.
They do not make just a quick decision because of a name. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's find out about the person that this kid is. The athleticism is real. You know what I mean? Because with that defense that I don't want to, you know, say, well, side defense that Mark Adams runs, everyone knows the side defense. With their athleticism and getting out in the passing lanes, defense will turn into offense. You know, the bigs, I feel like I've watched enough where the bigs, I'm still a back to the basket, give it to the big, get some points in the paint, make a team have to double team and help, kick it out. So they have bigs who can, you know, finish at the rim, offensive rebounding. I think Malik could be big with that.
I would love to see you go out there right now against these dudes, and just because of how competitive you are, knowing that you haven't been training like that.
Yeah, you're right.
But like, I still feel like you could get you some numbers on them. I mean, you're like one of like what, three dudes in the SEC history with 1,500 points and 500 rebounds. Something crazy,
man. I read the, you know, they got the little picture in the gym still. So I read it and I wonder, you know, am I still the only guy with, you know, with these stats? Because they say the only SEC player with, I can't remember all the stats. I think the steals set me apart.
That's athleticism, bro. Anticipation and stuff.
Man, you know, when I tell people, I was like, man, you know, I'm second all time in steals. No one cares about second. But if I would have known I was like 9 steals away from being the all-time league, come on, man. I would have gambled a lot more. So maybe it was good I didn't know. But this team right here that we have now, just to speak back on that, it reminds me of that team we had the year before Marshall came.
Mm.
When Terrence Henry played the 3 position. We were so long.
Shout out to Terrence Henry, man. Yeah. I love that dude.
Terrence Henry coaching high school at Carroll High School, where he went to high school, like, coaching basketball.
Love that dude. Yeah. He was a positionless player when that wasn't really a thing yet.
It wasn't. 6'10". He played the 3, played the 2 sometimes. But we were very athletic. We struggled shooting. Coach Beard made these guys shoot 300 extra shots every day. So we ain't even worried about them not being able to shoot.
What's so crazy about his athleticism is that is like you're one of those dudes. They tried to make you Antonio Gates, dude. Yeah. Like the Ravens said, hey, yeah. Merv, look at this brick shit house. Yeah. Yeah, just come to training camp. We'll teach you football. Why didn't it work, though, for you?
Man, I couldn't block. I couldn't block, man. I'm going to just be real. Like, so, you know, being frustrated, it'll make you give up on something when you know you got other options. But I appreciated my time there.
Did you ever lay anybody out?
I didn't lay anybody, not one person. I mean, I felt like I was getting the blocking technique down pat, and I have someone come and slap my arm down, like, man, is that legal to almost break my forearm? You know, because football players got a lot of technique, man. You know, and I like to be able to speak on that when people always say football players are more athletic than basketball, basketball is more athletic. Just be real, man. It's tough to be a football player, but a football player, I think it's a little bit tougher to jump on that basketball court. Because you have to do everything.
Shoot, Jeremy Parnell did it.
Everything, yeah.
But, like, I think a lineman, when he just says, all right, don't let that person get to the quarterback, it's a little bit harder to figure out.
It's a little easier.
Yeah. They try to make you a tight end, bro, didn't they?
The playbook look crazy. If you've never looked at an NFL playbook.
Looks like a foreign language.
Come on, man.
Look like a foreign language completely. You have hands, though?
I got hands. I got great hands.
I can believe that. It
translates football, basketball, got great hands.
So the age old debate of you know, which would be easier, a professional football player going and playing basketball or like LeBron going and playing for the Raiders?
Yeah, it's easier for somebody like LeBron to go play for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little easier. Now, in everybody, you said LeBron.
Yeah.
Chris Paul can't go play for the Raiders. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even, like, Victor Wembanyama at like 7'6" ain't gonna play.
He can't go do it.
Like that, you're like already at a disadvantage. You're gonna stand up immediately for you, get your ass knocked back.
Yeah, but I feel like you got somebody like DK Metcalf.
Mm.
You can put him on a basketball roster and give him a limited role, meaning defense, bro. With defense, rebounds. I put money, he can hold his own. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're not about to find a football player that can come be Kevin Durant.
Antonio, a star wide receiver at Clemson, does he have some like hoop game to him?
He got some hoop game,
but he can't hang with you.
He still can't beat me. But he got some hoop game.
That's good.
You know,
I'll never know what it's like to dunk, so I always live that part of my life vicariously through y'all. You know what I mean? Like any of my friends who have gone up there and monkey slammed on somebody. You know what I mean? Like put their nuts on somebody's head. That's. You know, so he's got some game to him in that way.
He got some game. It's all the parents. Don't let your kids just play one sport.
That's right.
Soccer.
For your
football,
feet.
Everything. I'm telling you, soccer, football, basketball, baseball. Baseball helps with great eye coordination. You know what I mean?
Did you play baseball coming up? Where they have you in the field?
Outfield.
Of course.
I can throw the ball into the infield. You know, that's it. I wanted to play first base. Coach was like, nah. We need that arm strength.
And the arm strength, and you can just probably chase anything down out there, man.
Yeah, man. No, I didn't.
They put my fat ass at catcher, you know,
yeah.
And just said, Ben, stop throwing down to second base.
You're not fat, man.
Well.
You've done better? You've been
doing better.
You lost a little son?
You know, we're doing better, but, you know. I still like donuts more than I like doing, you know, push-ups.
Yeah, I know that's right. Me too.
Well, see, because you're an old head now,
I'm just
calling the action instead of being involved in it. You know what I mean?
You're right. I'm 35, man. For everybody wondering, 35, my old head.
I'm 39, man. Turned 39 on Monday. So
I think when you're 35 and up, you're an unk. You know, so what up, unk?
Yeah. Hey, unk.
Unk status.
Unk Murph, and he will be being a part of the play-by-play team with Gary Darby for Ole Miss Men's Basketball this year.
Yep.
Sitting with me here at Riverland Roofing, just off the Oxford Square. For all your roofing needs, it's Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. One of my favorite people that I've ever known in this business, and now he's going to be every single basketball game, calling the games, and I know you'll crush it, man, like you crushed everything else. Thank you, my friend.
No, I appreciate you.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.